Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. Today, I want to talk about something that I am processing through in my own life, and I am hopeful it will be helpful to you as you do things in yours. Over the last 15, 20 years, during sort of the rise of the entrepreneur and the rise of Internet 2.0 and all of these things with social media, et cetera, there have been a lot of people who started their own businesses. There have been a lot of people who are going into entrepreneurship. And during the pandemic, of course, we have had a lot more people figuring out that what they had been doing isn't what they want to do anymore and pivoting, changing direction, course correcting, whatever you want to call it. Well, here's something that I've been thinking about a lot because as I evaluate my own life, I hope to bring you value with what I'm doing. And one of the things, one of the truisms, I guess, that we have been operating under is that if you are trying to serve everyone, you are serving no one. If you're trying to do everything, you are not doing anything. And the same thing goes for if you're trying to do sort of many different careers, if you're trying to do many different forms of art, you're not going to excel at anyone. And I've been thinking about that because is that true, right? Because more recently, it's become a thing where people are sort of being allowed, if you will, to be what Marie Forleo calls multi-passionate people. Guillebeau, has said something similar. And I've been sort of a multi-passionate, multifaceted person my whole life. I'm never interested in just one thing. Why be interested in one thing when you can be interested in 500 things? Now, do I excel at all of the things I'm interested in? No, and that's okay. Are there a few that I'm really passionate about that I really want to pursue? Absolutely. For example, I'm a professional speaker, I'm a musician, I'm a writer, and I'm a podcaster. And those avenues of, you could call them revenue, but you can also call them passionate interests of mine, right? These are all things that I'm really incredibly, incredibly passionate about. And so as I work through my life, as I live my life, I want to take every opportunity, every chance to explore those avenues, explore podcasting, go further. Like this podcast has changed recently. Over the last few months, instead of doing a once a week interview show, I now do 5 days a week and I do 4 solo episodes where it's just me talking about topics like this. And then Mondays are the sort of interviews with innovators. And I'm exploring all of these topics because I think I've been saying this a lot. I've been thinking that creative thinking and ethical innovation are the future, right? In order to innovate in ways that are ethical, in ways that will be as cruelty-free as possible, and in ways that will help the planet, help people, help animals, we have to do it ethically. We have to have a value system set up. But we also have to recognize that things we've tried before haven't worked because this is the state we're in now. So we have to think differently. How do you think differently? By thinking creatively. So that's my overarching process and my overarching theme is that creative thinking and ethical innovation are what's going to save the world. So as I do this, as I work through these ideas and themes in my life, I want to be sure that I'm bringing you value because this podcast is my way of reaching you, right? This is what I have chosen as my way. There are people who blog, there are people who do video. I've chosen this. And yet, that hasn't stopped me from doing music when I do music. That hasn't stopped me from writing my books when I'm writing my books. In fact, I've just started writing one that is coming out. It's pouring out of me and onto the computer screen like crazy. I have been nonstop on this, and I can imagine within the next 2 weeks this book will be done. It's that fast. And that's great because I think the book will be helpful, or at least everyone I've talked to about the subject matter of the book has been pretty excited about it. So that I'm really thrilled about. And yet, if you aren't a person who reads my books, podcast is the way that you and I sort of interact in the ether, if you will. you may never read one of my books, and that's okay because we have this other form of connection through the podcast. So in one way, or in some ways, I should say, having multiple streams where you are reaching out and trying to make change is a beautiful thing, because someone who doesn't see my books might listen to the podcast. Someone who doesn't listen to my podcast might see one of my books, right? So the message that you have, if you know what your message is, can go out to more people, can reach more people if you have multiple streams of doing it. That's one thing as far as being in favor of being a multi-passionate person, multifaceted person. The other thing is, during the pandemic, for example, people kind of realized, you know what I have been doing is not what I want to do anymore. I may not be able to leave my job yet, but I'm going to start seeing how I can make a side hustle into something that I do for a living, or maybe I have multiple side hustles, and that's cool, right? Nowadays, it's perfectly okay, whereas just 2-3 years ago, that was a problem. If you had multiple streams that you were interested in, you know, don't cross the streams, to quote Ghostbusters, but also, are you sure you want to do that? Because people aren't going to know what you stand for. Well, I think if you have an overarching theme in what you stand for, then people will know what you stand for, right? I stand for creative thinking and ethical innovation to change the world. That's what I stand for. And everything I do sort of falls under that theme, whether it's a piece of art that I'm creating, a song that I'm writing, a book that I'm writing, or this show, or my other show called The Vegan Life, right? So there are all of these different ways that I'm serving under the umbrella of my theme. And I think that is okay, and that we have to give ourselves permission to explore what all of those things are. You know, on Tuesdays on the show, I right now am working with three amazing people, Alan Fessenden, Megan Vasilis, and Sergio Giovanni. And we are going through Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way. And it's a book about creative recovery. And this is my third time going through the book. It's not the information in the book and the course that she outlines to sort of rediscover your inner creative is nothing new to me. But I believe, as you know, things go around in a spiral, and I'm discovering new things about myself as I go through the book, but also having their input in their process, or on their process, I should say, has been incredibly helpful to me, because I see it through fresh eyes, because I'm seeing it through their eyes. And yet one of the things that she talks about in the book is do something, right? She doesn't say do only one thing. She doesn't say if you've always wanted to play the piano, just play the piano. She says taste things, try things. Go out there and see what sparks your interest. And I am right there with her. I believe that sparking interest, if something sparks your interest, if your curiosity gets piqued, go find out what this thing is that you're curious about. It's so crucial. And you've heard me talk about this before if you've listened to the show. If something makes you curious, the best way to exercise your brain and get creative and start really bringing that sizzle into your life is go learn about that thing that makes you curious. Why? Because it's cool, right? That's the big reason. It's cool. But also, there's another reason. That other reason is, you never know when that thing that you've just sort of picked up to see becomes a central point of your life. When I started writing, and I was talking about this on one of our episodes recently of The Artist's Way that we're doing, I wrote one creative story before I graduated college, and one poem. That's it. I never wrote creatively. I shied away from it. I ran away from it. I did not think of myself as a storyteller, even though, you know me, I believe we're all storytellers. But I literally wrote one short story when I was like 12 years old, and then I wrote a Spenserian stanza because my English professor at the University of Michigan required us to write a Spenserian stanza that would fit into The Fairy Queen. And I did that. I did those two things and counted myself lucky that I hadn't had to do more, because I was terrified of telling stories in this way. And when I started writing fiction, it blew me away that I loved it. I had no idea that I would love it. And I'm on my, fourth fiction book right now? And it's daunting, because I always hope that I will be a good enough writer to tell the story I'm trying to tell. And maybe that's an entire episode in and of itself. But yeah, I had no idea this would become such a passion of mine until I tried it. So if something gets you curious, try it. You do not have to be focused on only one thing. And if you are, then you might tear your own hair out because there could be other things that are shiny, pretty things that are making you go, oh, but I want to try that. But you don't do it because you follow this advice that says you must do only one thing. And I don't think you do have to do only one thing. Do you need to concentrate on maybe two or three? I would say, yeah, depending on your energy level and level of ability to commit to those things, right? That's a big part of this. Can you dedicate the resources and the energy to what you want to do to make it happen? If you can, I say go for it. If you can't, then maybe you need to evaluate for yourself how much you want to do. And the reason I started thinking about this today is because, of all things, I was thinking about social media. And I'm on a bunch of them, right? I do TikTok videos, and I do Instagram, and I do Facebook, and infrequently I go on Twitter and LinkedIn and blah, 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 blah. And today I made the decision that I wanted to get back into Pinterest, which I kind of have stopped doing, kind of, sort of. I think maybe automatically my podcast episodes get loaded up into Pinterest, but otherwise I don't use Pinterest. And I know people who do, who have lots of boards, who love it and who exchange ideas and who make things together and collaborate. And I'm all about collaboration and I'm very visual. And yet I've stepped away from Pinterest actively, I don't know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe. And today I went, you know what, I'm going to try it. And this brings me to the long and winding road endpoint of this episode. And that is it okay to be a presence on 49 different social media? And again, I come back to, do you have the energy, the drive, and the time to commit to making it happen? Now, everybody talks about the algorithm and whether or not it's going to push up your stats or whatever, if more people are going to see it, what are the right times to post? If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a business owner, yeah, you have to be aware of all of that stuff and you have to use these things appropriately, right? All of the different social media platforms. But if you're not, if you're doing it more for fun, that's different, right? When social media first started, we weren't thinking of it as a business platform. That developed over time because people flocked to these various social media platforms. And then all of a sudden we had to contend with, oh, when does the algorithm elevate what you've posted and when doesn't it elevate what you've posted? And when is the right time to post and what is the right stuff to post and what are the right hashtags to post? It's enough to make your head swim. So I'm going to invite you to evaluate for yourself. Why are you on these social media platforms? Are you interested in sharing the information and the visuals just because it's cool to you? Are you doing it for a business purpose? Why are you doing it? If you know that, you'll know much better about what it is you want to use it for. For me, Pinterest is one of those things, for example, that because I'm visual, I want to get back into it and see whether or not it's going to help my business. It might. I don't know. But I have, as I detailed out for you, all of these different and other social media platforms that I'm doing things on. And that makes my head swim. Do I really want to put more effort into social media when already I feel like that takes up so much of my time and energy? So something's going to have to go. And probably what's going to go is Twitter because I almost never use it anyway. But again, I have to evaluate and see what are the costs and benefits of doing this? Is it better for me to be on Twitter than to be on Pinterest? I don't know. I'm going to have to figure that out. The more I figure it out, the better I know the answers to those questions, the more I'm going to be able to decide how to proceed. And swinging it back around, the same thing with your creative pursuits. If you are interested in multiple streams of creativity, if you want to write and you want to sing and you want to dance and you want to do theater, okay, well, maybe you should be a person who writes musicals and then stars in them, right? Maybe that's what it is. Whatever your creative pursuit, figure out for yourself which one, I would say three, which three are the most interesting to you versus or maybe aligned with the ones that you're either best at or the ones that you are very motivated to become better at, and then do those. And then for a while, let go of the ones that aren't oomphy to you, right? For example, I love my violin. I have a complicated relationship with the violin because of being forced to practice when I was a child. And I quit for 10 years and left classical music. And when I came back, I only played traditional and jazz and folk violin and my own compositions. And I like it much better now. But do I play it often? Only when I'm preparing for gigs. Otherwise, I do not play the violin. I just don't. I sing and I play guitar, and that fulfills me in a way that the violin at this point in my life doesn't. Might I come back to it when I'm 80? Maybe, if my fingers still work. I might. But that's the point, isn't it? Is that I get to choose. When you're a kid, you sometimes don't get to choose. Your parents decide you're going to play the flute or the cello or the this or the that, and you kind of do what they say that they want you to do. But once you're an adult, you get to make those evaluations. And if you want to start, I say start. There is never a point at which it's too late to start. In her book, Cameron talks about starting now, and she lists all of these things. You know, if you don't start playing the piano now, you'll still be just as bad at it 2 years from now, right? But that's the whole point. Is I actually created the story out of my head from what she said in her book, and I think it's really funny that I did that because it's more palatable to me. This is my version of what she said. She was talking to a friend, and the friend was despairing of the fact that he'd always wanted to learn how to play the piano, and he never had. And she said, well, why don't you go take lessons? And he said, do you have any idea how old I'll be before I'm any good? And she goes, yeah, exactly the age you'll be if you never start. And when I sort of made that story up in my head, it really meant something, because it's crucial to us as people to understand that we have choices. You get to choose which instruments you play, what art you pursue, what job you pursue, provided, of course, you have the funds and resources, and I understand that not everybody does. You get to choose what social media you use. You get to choose what pants you put on in the morning. You get to choose so much. Make the choices, because there are things you can't choose, right? There are things you can't do anything about right now, and I get it. But if it's something you have a choice in and you don't want to be doing it, what keeps you doing it? And then maybe that's another episode altogether, because we have to really start thinking about those things. To quote Jim Morrison, no one here gets out alive. So what are the choices you need to make to strip down to only the essentials? The essentials can be multiple streams, but you have to have the essentials. Those are the things that are crucial for you, for your life, and your work. All right, I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. It meandered a little, I'll admit, but I think the overall theme is sound. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you to be bold, be creative, and created? Be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2021. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.